I was on a radio call-in show last week to talk about having cancer and the My Cancer blog. The host asked a question that comes up pretty often, whether having cancer overshadows everything else in my life. I said no, but I've been thinking about that question ever since. The first time I had cancer, I had surgery. It seemed to my doctors and me that I was done with cancer. I never used the term survivor. While it was true, it wasn't my identity, just a disease I had. I got it treated and then moved on. Like the measles or chickenpox when you're little. This time it's different. This isn't a drive-by disease anymore. It's grabbed my life and it's holding on. I try to remind myself that I'm more than my disease. I have a career, although it may be more accurate these days to say had a career. The disease has changed my professional life. I can no longer do some of the things I used to. Many people would see that as an improvement, that I would no longer be going out into dangerous situations. To be honest, I miss it. But I'm still working as a journalist. I haven't lost that completely. A year into my cancer, I still don't look sick. I still think of myself as the same person I was before. So all in all, I felt pretty secure in saying no to the host of that show. But now I'm not so sure. Not a moment goes by that I don't have a physical reminder of the cancer. Whether it's the tingling in my hands and feet or the nausea from the chemo, those things never go away. I can kid myself all I want. The cancer is with me all the time. I really wonder what's going through the minds of my friends. We can have conversations, go out to dinner, and the disease never comes up. Now, this isn't meant as criticism, my friends, in any way. Quite the contrary. It's partly a testament to their friendship that they try to make it possible for me to forget, and maybe for them to forget, too. But have they really forgotten it? I don't think so. I think the things I can still accomplish come with a small caveat. In spite of. In spite of having cancer, you look great. In spite of having cancer, you can still work. As I try to work out this balance sheet, what cancer has taken and what it has left me, I guess the results are mixed. It's there, over my shoulder, lurking in the shadows, all the time. I guess I have to come to terms with the fact that no matter how this turns out, whether I go into remission or suffer a setback, from now on, I will always be Leroy Sievers' cancer patient. That's just who I am.